Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Marone, along with Nick Fischetti for Westchester Talk Radio. And we are live this evening at Dave & Buster's in Pelham, New York, for the Business Council of Westchester's Rising Stars Alumni Event. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Robeson, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Michael Labriola Landscape Design, and A.G. Williams Painting. Now, the watchword for my next guest is why we're here. The Business Council of Westchester's Rising Stars Alumni Event. We have with us the chairperson. Please welcome Heidi Winslow. Heidi, good evening.
Oh, good evening. It's good to be here.
It is good to have you. And we've met a few times and run into each other at BCW events, but I was not aware until this very day that you run this organization. How did you get so lucky? What were you drawing straws? What were you doing?
When Marsha Gordon asks, I am very happy to say yes.
Well, yes. Well, Marsha Gordon, of course, is the CEO of business, the Business Council of Westchester. Now, how long have you been a member of the Business Council?
Our firm has been a member for decades and decades.
Your firm?
Del Bello, Donnellan, Weingarten, Wise, and Wiedeker.
Do well them know.
Yes. I won the award in 2016. I stayed heavily involved in the Leadership Council after that point. And then when this opening arose, she asked me if I would do her and myself the honors of chairing the organization, and I was very happy to say yes.
Now, before we get into exactly what you all do, I thought you graduated a little later than that. You're 40 under 40. You don't look like you've been around the planet that long.
Unfortunately, I have.
Well, no, I would not worry about it if I were you. So, but you were in the Business Council before that. Now, are you a lawyer?
Yes.
Are you a manager? What kind of law do you practice?
A lot of commercial real estate, joint venture, corporate work.
Joint venture and corporate. That's a pretty wide resume of work. Usually people specialize, but you've got three.
I deal with all facets of development.
Okay.
So I help developers while they're envisioning their projects in the beginning phases, while they're constructing their projects, and afterward with the lease up and everything else.
So do you like it?
I do. I like seeing what I can build with my words.
I actually understand that as writing is a part of what I do, so what you can build. But you actually make physical things happen. I make some business things happen, but kudos to you. Now, are you a partner with the firm right
yes,
now?
Yes, I am.
I kind of knew that, but I have to ask. How you've been a partner for a while too, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Which is how you made Rising Stars. How did that come about for you, and what was it like to be honored in that way?
Oh, it was a very special moment for me. I feel like, you work very hard. I think all of us do, and then when you get that external recognition in that form of an award, it's more meaningful, perhaps, than a day-to-day and a pat on the back and a good job, kiddo.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, it really is. Plus, when you, in addition to being made a partner, which validates the work you did,
sure,
to be recognized by your peers. And again, a rising star, it speaks to the fact that you're young, which you are, and it speaks to the fact that you have a bright future as well. Let me rephrase that, Your Honor. Where do you want to take this? Do you want to get into other aspects of law, or do you just want to keep going at what you do?
Other aspects of law don't interest me very much. I never want to be in a courtroom. I never want to be that kind of lawyer. I love being a business lawyer. I love essentially melding business and law. So that is what I am doing. That's what I love to do. And I love the business opportunities it affords me to do things like this, where I meet other business folks in the community and form relationships. And this is where I want to be.
We're with Heidi Winslow. She is the chairperson for the alumni of the 40 Under 40 Rising Stars. Tell us about tonight. And one of the things that I know, because of other work that I do, you're not just some organization that gets together for a hot dog. You guys are responsible for voting on some of the various recommendations and the kind of, like Rising Stars, for example. What other things do you do, and what's the purpose of the organization?
So the Rising Stars, our primary focus is, of course, the award, and every year choosing 40 very, very impressive and deserving folks. The nominations closed, I believe, on Friday, so we are right now in the throes of the selection process, which will last another 2 to 3 months. It is an arduous process, but a very fulfilling one. But then after the selection happens, we then look to support the folks who are in our alumni in various ways.
Mm-hmm.
All alumni, we look to help with networking.
And I see that.
We've become a little bit of a networking organization within the BCW, so you can go to business council events, and we strongly encourage everyone to do so, and I certainly do. But we also have our own networking events for just our organization or our subset within the business council. We also support the not-for-profits that we either, in the past it was one not-for-profit that we elected to support. This past year we are supporting every not-for-profit who had an award winner in the class.
Gotcha.
Which, so in one way, shape, or form, either through helping with marketing or helping with fundraising, we chose to do so. So tonight's event, for instance, is a fundraiser to raise money to buy Chromebooks for Neighbors Link to help them in their purpose.
And I'm so glad you brought that out as one of the concrete things that will come out of this. You know what's interesting, Heidi, and this is really about you, and I see this again and again and again. Now, I know you have a family. You're a lawyer, a busy lawyer. And yet you get involved in all these other things. What is it about that? What drives you?
Oh, I love what I do.
Yeah, clearly you got a big smile on your face when you say it. Well, I know you have to get back to your children, and I certainly don't want to keep you any longer, but I really appreciate you being here, and I commend you for what you're doing with the Business Council and particularly the Rising Stars Alumni Group. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
And that was the woman that runs this particular group. We're going to take a break right now. I'm Bob Moreau for Westchester Radio, Westchester Talk Radio. We'll be back after this.